Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Fry this beef stew. Fry this beef stew.
Whipping on the track, water whipping for a pack, water whipping in the trap, water whipping for the bag. I got niggas in they water whipping, 8 balls to a quarter flipping. Got the Pyrex standing in the kitchen, trying to get a rich porter ticket and send them things up to Mississippi. It's official, then it's coming back. Serve it raw, uncut. Fuck around and have a heart attack. I'm calling plays like the quarterback. Make them things rat a tat tat. You ain't really sold drugs, young blood. Now I won't run a front of pack. I make it bounce like a chubby cat. That ain't real, nigga. What is that? I had to go switch up the mojo. I'ma kick it like a dojo. Water whipping on the track. Water whipping in the trap. Water whipping for the pack. Water whipping for the bag. North side, they be water whipping. South side, they be water whipping. East side, they be water whipping. West side, they be water whipping.
Big bells of the gas. You can smell it through the bag. Trash bags of the white girl. Turn the city to the white world. Heat a plug on the Zan. Whole things of the purpose. And if you spinning by the band, he gon' show you what he working with.
Water whip, light gunner, got drill. $50,000 watch my wrist. All I rap about bricks. Running through the six with mall. Everyday nigga, we ball. All I make is one phone call. My niggas gon' knock down walls. In my kitchen, water whipping, dry whip bricks. In my click ain't number real, niggas and convicts. I fall off, I start selling niggas dummy bricks. Jewel King, cause I masterminded street shit.
Water whipping on the track. Water whipping in the trap. Water whipping for the pack. Water whipping for the bag. North side, they be water whipping. South side, they be water whipping. East side, they be water whipping. West side, they be water whipping.
All my niggas trapping like a fool. Selling straight white, that parole. The animals, they come fresh out the school. I swear I'm missing money, he gon' shoot. You come with beef, we eat it like some food. Don't step on work, cause we ain't got no shoes. My young boy fucked around and made the news. They repossess their houses and they coops.
Water whipping on the track. Water whipping in the trap. Water whipping for the pack. Water whipping for the bag. North side, they be water whipping. South side, they be water whipping. They be water whipping. West side, they be water whipping.
Big bells of the gas. You can smell it through the bag. Trash bags of the white girl. Turn the city to the white world. Heat a plug on the Zan. Whole things of the Percocet. And if you spinning by the band, he gon' show you what he working with.
Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. It's your man DJ Big Stu. We live from Harlem Beef Stu Radio. We in the building. Y'all know how it is. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Beef Stu Radio, capital letters, number 11, capital letters to the, and the number 11. Follow me on Instagram, Beef Stu 110. And also, like I always tell everybody, you can follow me on Facebook, as long as you ain't the virus, facebook.com/DJ Big Stu. Now, as promised, in the building, we got her in the building, y'all. We got Miss, we got the Queen, you know, she definitely got the lyrical fire right now. We got Miss Kat St. John in the building. Welcome to the show.
What's up? Thank you for having me.
Man, thank you for taking your time out and coming blessing us, you know. We appreciate that.
Yes, of course.
Let the people know where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Houston, Texas. It's your girl, Kat St. John. And yeah, we out here what it heat is all year long. H-Town, baby.
That's kind of that. I'm kind of mad at you because it ain't like that here in Harlem. It's cold right now. We ain't got no heat right now. It's fucked up out
y'all
here.
Y'all like fur, you know? Y'all fur coating it.
Yeah, for real. You know what I mean? But, you know, you're a super vet. You got a couple of joints. You got that joint big. It's definitely fire. But, you know, your lyrics is crazy, man. How you come up with your joints?
I just go based off experience. And when I feel like I'm dogging my dude out a little too much, then I'll focus on something else that's going on in my life. So everything is always about something that happened, and I got to express it through lyrical content, through the music, Because if not, I'd be out there bashing windows and bleaching clothes, you know, robbing banks or something. So, you know, one thing about it is, like, you got to always, you know, keep your mind, you know, going. Because if not, like, shoot, this world start making you go crazy. So I just use my music and what I go through in life, I dump it into my music and in the booth. That's how I do that.
When I listen to your joints, there have been some cats out there that have been in some serious trouble, I see. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
some cats was getting some fire into their ass. Well, we listen like, damn, somebody get some fire into their ass right now. You know, now, you know, being an independent sister in the game, you know, like,
yeah.
What do you find out that's the challenges in the game, being an independent artist and at a female at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Well, the challenges are the fact that you have a lot of men that want to try to talk to you, and that comes with the territory. But it's knowing the person's personality, knowing how to dodge it without disrespecting, you know, him, because, I mean, he's human being. So, and it's women, too. I mean, they human beings. If you look good, they're going to try to holler. Like, you can't get mad at that. Now, wherever you go from there is the difference. You have somebody that just is like, man, they don't want to talk to you unless you giving them something. You know what I mean? Unless you giving them something. Yeah. But if you're not giving them nothing.
Yeah, I got that.
If you try to holler at me, I'm not going to take you serious as a dude. So, like, men used to do that to women, but I purposely, like, was like, you know what? I'm going to start treating these niggas the way they treat us. Nigga, I don't take you serious. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, the other obstacles are because I can go in a club and have done more work than a man that has went into the club as an independent artist. And a lot of people, you have serious artists, and you being a radio DJ and the host of your show, you know when you see rappers that it seems like it's more of a hobby. They take 6 months break, 7 months break, and you be like, oh, you still in it, huh? You know, you have those type of rappers. Then you have the rappers that are consistent. Then you have the rappers that do it for like a month or two and then don't do it again. So when you have an artist that's consistent and you walk in the room, you have some places that show you love or whatever as a female. Then you have some places that just don't acknowledge you at all. And that's the struggle of an independent artist and a female artist, because it's like a lot of men, and it's nothing against any men. It's just you ask me a question about the industry. So as a woman's perspective, sometimes it's hard to get that same love. And I'd be like, Joe Blow only been doing this shit for 2 months. And ain't even hot, but because he got the right jewelry piece on, or because he got 10 people behind him, it makes it look good. But at the end of the day, numbers on the internet don't lie. Numbers on iTunes sales don't lie. Resume don't lie. But it's still hard to get that recognition like that from, you know, majority of the people. But there's still a lot of people that show me love, and shout out to them. I appreciate it, because I can't go nowhere without them showing me love.
No doubt. Well, you know, that's what we wanted you, you know, on the real side. We definitely wanted you to say it from a woman's point of view, because we actually, as radio hosts, we know sometimes girls don't get a fair shot, and just what you just said. You know what I'm saying? Now, who are some of the people like that influenced you to be in the game?
Some of the people that influenced me, of course, Destiny's Child. Like, I was growing up around Destiny's Child time frame. I was a little girl, and I just remember, like, hearing their music. And, you know, Lauryn Hill, of course, Whitney Houston, Karen Clark Hill, they're like a gospel, you know, they're a gospel group. Well, Karen Clark, she's an individual. They used to have a group, but it was just all the sisters. And I just remember hearing all of the vocal ranges, and I was like, man. So as a child, I used to write a lot. When I used to go through things at home, my getaway was writing. Whenever I was scared or whenever I was sad or knew I was going to get a whooping and wanted to hide somewhere, I would hide in the closet and go write. You know, and that's kind of like all those situations and all of those people were actually influences to me being like who I am as far as an artist goes.
Yeah. Now you got your early joint, Square Up. What was the inspiration behind that joint right there?
Oh, man, a chick came to my Instagram and basically tried to tell me she was screwing my dude. When I saw her, I was like, girl, if you don't sit back. So I told her, okay, now you did what with him? I said, what you do with him? Okay. I said, girl, go ahead and let it all out. I was like, he done that to you? Dang. I said, okay, now what you expect to happen? So she was like, I just figured you should know. I said, okay, so you thought you calling me, telling me my dude messed around, that I'm just going to leave him, or that I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen with me and him. Nah. So then from there, she kept on stalking me through my Instagram, like, oh, yeah, you still ain't made it. Oh, yeah, you still ain't this. You still ain't that. Oh, yeah, da da da. Like, but it was from different pages. But she was saying the same stuff that she was saying to me on the phone. Like, come on, girl. Like, it's you. I'd rather just write a song about it, because if not, it's going to be some mess. Because after a while, you get tired of people picking with you. You get tired of it. Because when you sitting back being quiet, minding your own business, and somebody keep on pick, and meddling with you, you're like, oh, nah, you're going to do something about it. So I'm just like, listen, you might want to stop, because I get real psycho real quick. That was it. That's where that inspiration came from.
You wasn't playing when you said you be writing shit that happened in real life, huh? I see that.
She got like silicone injections and stuff, butt is extra. I'm like, please. Like, girl, did you ever thought you went the cheap route too? Like, you ain't even put no thought into getting your butt done. Like, come on now, you went to a garage.
Wow.
So that was how I lashed out in the situation. Of course, I dealt with my other people in a different way. You know, in a personal way to show, let him know, like, it was foul. Of course, he denied it. But I know what the real is. I'm not a type of person that's like, oh, yeah, a woman's going to call and lie on her coochie. Nah, that ain't happening. That ain't happening nowadays. Women are very bold, very blunt. So at the end of the day, I handle both of the situations a little differently. I used to be the type, like, I will hunt you down like a dog. I will find out everything I can for you, and I will get you back. Like, I will find you. You're going to pay for it. So, but now that I've gotten more mature, I've learned, like, even those type of situations, I got to put it in a song. And it feels so much good. It feels like a natural born revenge situation. Without me having to do, like, revenge.
That's what's up. Well, we're going to let everybody hear that right now so they can get up on it like we up on it. All right? So this is Cat St. John. We Beach Street Radio. We in the building. We live from Harlem, y'all. Let's get into this that joint squared up. Now, after y'all done heard everything she done said, now listen to the lyrics so y'all can see how she feel. Let's get it.
Square up. Dirty shoes, I don't do no short nails, I just do the money walk, like a
yeah. Once again, Beef Stew Radio. It's your man, Big Stew, live with Miss Cat St. John in the building. That was square up for all y'all. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's real right there. So everybody know. Definitely a hot joint. Who produced that joint?
Super producer TA.
Okay. No doubt. That track is definitely fire. Now, you worked with a lot of people, man. You worked with a lot of people. You touched the stage with a lot of people. Let the people know, for those of those out there that don't know who you rocked with before.
Well, I definitely, most recent has been Tammy Roman's daughter, Jazz Anderson. The reason why it's important is because the first record I wrote for her, they took it straight to TV. And once it went to TV, then they called me and was like, hey, come get on this show. Basketball wise, and I'm like, whoa, this is all because I just wrote it off GP, just off of love. And she was like, you know, you didn't ask for no money, and da 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 da. And so she just felt like, of course, everybody got their credit and the paperwork was done. Of course, I got that. But when you're in a position to kind of, you know, work with certain people, you gotta figure out what's best for both of y'all. Like, you know, got your hand out up front or back end. So that record was pretty big. It was called All I Want by Jazz Anderson. And, of course, I worked with Just Britney, did a record for her, went to Billboard charts, called Slumber Party. That was a few years ago. That's the girl that's on Love & Hip Hop, the girl from Houston. And then I worked with Boston George. I worked with a couple of his artists, Boston George with CTE. I worked with Play the Truth. I worked with Zero. Just recently did a record with Zero. And, you know, working with Chris Silas right now, working on his project. And got more people I'm getting ready to work with. I mean, people are coming at me right and left, but because I have my own stuff to do, you know, if I give out too much content in this time frame, it takes away from my own project in a sense, if that makes sense.
And they don't know that when you say you working, you writing for people and all that, right? Let them know.
Yeah. I'm writing for them, doing backup singing, you know, demoing the records for them, demoing the records for the guys, too. Because, like, these melodies, like, I'm good with melodies. So it's like, you know, I'm doing all of that. And, you know, I'm grateful that they let me work with them. But one thing about me is I know how to think in a mind frame. Like, I kind of study the person. They don't know that, though. They don't know. Like, when somebody tell me, oh, such and such is in the studio, come through. They don't know I'm coming there with the angle to try to work with them. They be like, oh, yeah, this Cat St. John, she rap and she sings. And I be like, no, I'm a writer. You need something? Like, I don't even want to go in the studio with another artist that's doing something big as an artist, because a lot of times artists get intimidated by that. So I don't want you to feel no intimidation. I'm not coming on your level. I'm coming on a different level to where you need me. So if I could show you that I've done this before and I could do it again for you, because a lot of celebrities, their drug is fame. They want to stay on top. So if I got something that can keep them on top, which is a hot record, they're going to take it. So
no
it's
doubt.
Like, so yeah, right with them. And then I performed on stages, on the same stages as people like Lil Wayne, Common, Monica, French Montana, you know, different people like that. I've been on the same stages as them, opened up for them. You know, in my city, in different areas, Sprite Step Off Tour for VH1 had a Sprite Step Off Tour with Common and them. I was on that show. So there's a lot of things. Before all of this happened, I did some writing for some artists for Wild Out Wednesday. That was when I was really young. It was Wild Out, when it used to be Wild Out Wednesday on BET, not Wild Out Wednesday. What's that one? They used to have the artists come and perform.
The 106 in Park.
No, 106 in Park, and they used to have something on Wednesday where artists
I know what you're
would
talking
come
about.
And perform.
Yeah,
so they would have me write for some artists, and they would approve or deny the song. The artist would learn it, and it's like, you know, it's different people there that'd be like, hey, this person needs you to write something for them. We picked them to be on the show. You think you got something for them? So it was something like that. It wasn't like I was contracted out to them. So it's like a lot of people always showing me love. And then some of my stuff got on, you know, there through other artists writing, basically. And my thing is I write from personal experiences, and then I write from out-of-body experiences. So it's sometimes some stuff be real spaced out, like weird. But it's how my mind be thinking sometimes.
Now, with all your experience and stuff in the game, man, what would be something that you would change in the game if you had the power to change it?
I would go back to the basics of, like, the person that's grinding the most and the person that has talent. So you got to have those two. Those are the two that I would go back to, the talent and the grind and the respect. Because at the end of the day, it's like people come in the game and they're so humble in the beginning. But eventually they get a little bit of clout and they get so disrespectful. And I'm like, man, like, and then guess what? Eventually the disrespect flows into the next person. And to me, all that is energy and spirits that you're spreading around the world. So for me, like, I would just, as a label, I would go back to when Michael Jackson and them, like, their parents and them made sure that they was respectful towards adults. That they was respectful, that when they came up there, they had to say yes sir, no sir to Quincy. You know what I mean? They couldn't call him Quincy. So it's like that right there, I think, because music and artists influence the world, I think because of where I am right now, it's not just because of talent, it's because of my grind and my hustle, because I'm not the best writer, I'm not the best artist, I ain't the best, and I don't claim to be the best, but I'm hot. And I can claim that I'm hot, and I can claim that I feel like I'm on top of the world when I write and when I sing and when I do whatever I can do, whatever my voice allows me to do for that day. But at the end of the day, like, one thing you know is I'm going to always be respectful, you know, and humble, because anything could be taken away. Like, I'm not no broke person, so I'm not coming in the game broke where I got to kiss somebody's butt and act like I'm humble. Like, I'm naturally like that. I can go buy a Bentley right now if I want to, off of my own money. It ain't even got nothing to do with music. So, like, all that, like, you got to naturally. I want it to start being where people are naturally humble again. They're naturally caring and they're naturally understanding again with their music, with their grind. Because that grind is what's going to make them humble. And I'm not talking about internet grind. I'm talking about footwork grind.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yep,
so
that's
you got,
what I would change.
You got the joint Flow. What was the inspiration behind that joint?
Flow was, see, all of these were the time frames. I was just going through a lot in my relationship. And it's like that one time that you feel like, You know y'all not in love no more. You just holding on to a relationship, and every day it's like a pattern. You go to work, you come home, y'all see each other, y'all get in the bed with each other, y'all lay next to each other, but you don't touch each other. Your backs are against each other, and then you wake up the next morning, you do the same thing. You know you need to break the cycle, but at this point, it's just easier to go with the flow. It's easier. And see, I'm dealing with a situation where, you know, my dude, he's on syrup, you know, he does things like that, and he thinks that it's cool, and I'm like, I feel like I'm with a zombie, you know, and it's like, I'm just going with the flow at this point, like, them drugs have taken you, like, I can't save you, I could pray for you, I could try to love you as much as I can, but at this point, I'm just going with the flow, hoping something changed, because it just don't feel the same anymore.
Wow, that's deep. Well, let's get into that joint. We got her in the building once again, y'all, Cat St. John, she in the building. Beef Stew Radio, we live from Harlem. It's that Flow joint. Let's get it.
Why do you feel that you can talk to me anyway? Why do you think you can handle me that way? Maybe we've been together way too long. We need to say goodbye, so long. Passion is gone and loving ain't strong, and we can't stand each other. Seem like we hate each other. Time has been wasted on some bullshit you've been on, and you don't acknowledge me. I get so angry, then you get mad at me. But it's always with me that you come running to, only to rescue you. I'm feeling so used, I'm feeling so used. We don't love each other no more, we just going with the flow. Hey, we just going with the flow. No, we just going with the flow.
don't know where to go, we just going. They say that I can save you, but I don't think that is true, cause you're so far gone and them drugs have taken you. I think that I should let it go. I promise you this is true. It's been nothing but struggles trying to be with you. You're so complicated and I'm so frustrated. Never follow your rules, I'm just misbehaving. You say that I'm so jealous, but you know that ain't true, cause I'm always telling you to get out and do your fault. So what are you waiting for? Like what I'm waiting for? We act like we so scared to go our own way. We just going with the flow. Going with the flow. No, no. We just going with the flow. We just going with the flow. We don't know where to go, we just going.
How do you keep the versatility? Like you flipped it, you flip it from dropping some hardcore lyrics, then you come back with some like soulful jazz slash neo soul type of joint. How do you keep, how you get versatile like that? How you do that?
Cause there was a point where I was like, man, I need a rapper on this. I need a rapper, and everybody just looked at me in the moment. I was trying to come up financially, but I always was the type of person, I'm always going to live somewhere well, I'm always going to drive something nice, I'm always going to look nice, even though it's always on a budget, right? So people, when they get to know you in the industry, they start feeling like, you know, you got a lot of money. So what happens? They come and they try to overcharge you for everything. So when I needed a rapper on my music, they used to, like, everybody used to be like, oh, $1,500, $2,000, $2,500. Like, they would try to charge me outrageous prices with that I could never afford in that moment. So I was like, you know, I got to learn how to kind of rap on my own. I got the words. I just got to kind of find my flow with it and use it and do that until I can afford for somebody else to get on my stuff. And that's how I started with the rapping. So whenever I started feeling some type of way, angry or too happy or whatever, I realized that I can't sing about it. I got to rap about it. Because it's like rapping to me is like talking about it. So I need to talk about it to these people. I can't sing about it. Singing to me is like crying. Okay? So you have the singing side and then the talking side. So the thing about it is I went to the doctor a little later on in my career, and they told me that I was going to have an implant in my throat. So when that happened, that was when my voice sound like all extra auntie and grown womanish and stuff like that. Because it's like I get really excited when I get around people. I talk loud, I scream, I be like, you know, all of that. And grew up young doing that too in my house, growing up with my mother, like screaming. So there was times I couldn't sing, so I had to rap. Then when my voice jumped back in, then I'm like, oh, shoot, I could sing right now. Let me put myself into the emotion of this record while my voice is good. And the voice would only be good for about a day, day and a half. So if I wanted my voice to be really, really good, I can't talk for a couple of days. So the thing about it is I learned that, you know, I just had to be quiet a little more. I had to, you know, not talk as much. And not always have to be heard. And then that's how I ended up, like, doing more a voice of my opinion through tracks and through records, because now when I have to talk, it has to be meaningful. Whenever I'm on a track, it has to be meaningful. So that was how I let it out, because I would get so mad that I couldn't talk that I would just start throwing stuff. I'm talking about, like, going crazy, Tasmanian Devil, because I was so frustrated. I couldn't say what I wanted to say. So when I got my voice back, I was so grateful to God, and I was so thankful that it healed. And all it was taking was some freaking antibiotics. So there was a lady that was going to try to cut in my throat just to make more money, and then something just told me to go to another doctor. The other doctor gave me some antibiotics, and it started getting better. And, you know, by the grace of God, I'm able to do both, but my vocal cords still are strained in a lot of ways. So whenever my voice is clear, I take advantage and I sing. And when it ain't clear, I rap, and I use that raspy, hoarse-sounding voice, that deep voice, to rap, and it sounds amazing.
Wow. Wow, you know, that's deep. Now you got the joint Tear It Up, right? What's the inspiration behind that?
The Tear It Up was basically... went in the studio, and I was with a couple of guys in the studio working with a project, and it was funny because, like, some of the guys from my dude's hometown was there, and it's like we were just all talking, and it's just like seeing him reminded me of the stuff I had went through in the past, and it was like, you know what, back to that Tasmanian Devil stuff, like, you know, I just need to sit back, relax, and deal with all of my emotions, because if not, I'm going to tear everything up. I'm going to tear everything up. So that's kind of like me just kind of understanding that I need to deal with whatever insecurities I have within my relationship, or that's going to tear me up. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like, a lot of things that happen with us, we speak it into existence. And I had to realize a lot of stuff that was happening to me, I spoke on it. Like, a man don't even be doing that. You like, I know you're doing something just because they did it in the past. And so I had to realize that at the end of the day, like, I'm mad. I've been down with this dude from day one. But, you know, maybe I need time to feel these feelings and figure it out. And if not, I'm going to tear it up.
No doubt. East Through Radio, Cat St. John in the building. Just that Tear It Up joint. We keep rocking. Y'all know we got it going on all night, y'all, so we're going to keep it going. Let's do it, y'all.
The Hitmakers back!
I can be without you in the games you play on it. Something about you different. Can't put my fingers on it. But you could not show me love. I felt like I've been lost, yeah. You know I can tell that, yeah. After all that I've done for ya, you already good. You should have took advantage, yeah. You got me. Wonder what I done to ya. Oh yeah, you feeling yourself. That shit's so over, you back on the shelf. You got me fucked up. Talking that shit get you fucked up. I think I need time to heal. I think I need time to feel something else other than this. I'm ready to tear up some shit.
Tear it up, tear it up.
I'm ready to tear up some shit.
Tear it up, tear it up.
I'm ready to tear up some shit. I think I need time to heal. I think I need time to feel something else other than this. I'm ready to tear up some shit. Didn't you get locked up and I came to see you, yeah. Every single Saturday and Sunday I wasn't. When you were standing out, I was always around. Even when money was low, I was gonna come through for show. You already good. You should've put my manager, yeah. Talking that shit gets you fucked up. I think I need time to heal. I think I need time to feel something else other than this. I'm ready to tear up some shit.
Tear it up, tear it up.
I'm ready to tear up some shit.
Tear it up, tear it up.
I'm ready to tear up some shit. I think I need time to heal. I think I need.
Thank you. on.
Yeah, we got the video version of that joint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no doubt. That definitely was another joint, man. Now just to give a female artist, now you gave the girls that's her advice. Now we want to know about the female artists that see you doing your thing, because a lot of your work hit the charts. You know, even stuff that, not even just that you recorded, some of your stuff work, you got stuff like the Billboard charts and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So that record hit the chart. The record I had did, my very first record I had did with the artist Just Brittany hit the charts when she was with Cash Money. It's called Slumber Party. And it's like other records came close but didn't get there. But, you know, I'm speaking into existence that another record would hit the charts in 2019, because my grind is a little different than it's been in the past. In the past, I had so many things on my plate. Me just trying to, like, get rich, like, oh, I got to get rich, oh, I got to touch this, I got to touch that, but I'm still doing my music. But had I put, like, more of that time that I was trying to, like, I remember it was times where I couldn't afford a wig, so I'm like, I'm going to make my own wig. And then I started making wigs on the low, like, which gets you away from what your passion is. Then you like, oh, they like my cakes, I'm going to make cakes and make some money. Oh, they like this, I'm going to make money and do this. So I had, like, that hustle mentality, and I had to tell myself, okay, girl, pick three strong things and stick with it. And three strong things that's consistently bringing you money, and be okay with that for now while you're working on your music. And so now I have more time to dedicate to traveling, to going out seeing DJs, to flying over here, flying over there. So when you see me doing a lot of stuff I'm doing is free. I'm not getting paid to go to DJ meet and greets and stuff. I'm calling the DJs like, hey, can you get a couple DJs together? Can we do a meet and greet? And now they calling me like, hey, Kat, we got Artist Spotlight over here. Can you be a part of it? You know, the Fleet DJs got their little spotlight things they're doing right now. And the Fleet DJs been showing me love with their Artist Spotlight. Like, you know what? She flying down on her own dime, you know, and that to me, I don't look at it like that. I look at, I'm invested in myself. It's going to come back. It's going to come back to me.
Smart move, definitely. What about if artists out there that's listening to you, and I would like to work with her, like an artist that's unknown. Do you work with artists like that, or are you planning on having your own little production company or anything like that in the future?
Yeah, right now I look at it like this: like the artists I don't mind working with are artists that have history and that this is not a hobby for them, because at the end of the day, I don't say everybody doesn't have money. Now, if it to me looks like it's a hobby, I'm going to charge you about $500, which is not a lot. But if you're serious about it, you'll pay it, and you'll know that it's an investment. But if somebody is working, they grinding, and I see it, all the only thing that can happen for me is all it can do is just come back to me. That's all it can do is come back. Because if they grinding there in their city and they pushing a record, somebody going to be like, well, who is this girl on this track? It's in a whole different city from me. It's a good look for me. So why would I charge them for them to be pushing my record, even if they only have 500 followers on Instagram? To me, it's about the hustle. See, because you got people that hustle hard but may not have that many followers on the gram. You got a lot of underground, you know, rappers and singers that's going hard, that at the end of the day, they may not be getting the same recognition as somebody else that has 100,000 plus followers. But guess what? Somebody else, even if five people in a city, the word spreads. It's like a disease. Word spreads.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
So that's how it goes. So you don't waste
Let
your
me
time.
You.
So you don't, definitely don't want time wasted. Uh-huh.
Let me ask you, is there anything that we haven't touched up on with you, man, that you want the world to know about yourself that I might not have asked you, that you want the world out there to know about you?
I want the world to know that I work. That do not let people fool you and make you believe because you're an artist that all you need to do is just music. Like, you can love the art without saying, oh, I eat, breathe, and eat this. Like this is all I got. I need you to help me till I get on my feet. I'm going to blow up one day. Yeah, we believe in you, baby. But you got to understand that you still got to work, and you still got to bring money in so that you can invest in yourself. But at the end of the day, some people, they get lucky, and they don't have to do all that. But I just don't want nobody to feel like because they have a child to be ashamed, or because they're a certain age to be ashamed, or because they have a job to be ashamed. Because I have several jobs, and not only that, I have a homeless shelter. I take care of 25 men that I did not know before them moving into the house, the two houses that I got. So it's like I don't get funding or nothing. I bought my dude a car and bought us a house. I'm riding a regular Hyundai right now. You know, but I bought everybody else everything. But I felt like this year was my year of prosperity without. And so next year going to be my year of prosperity within. So this year it was my, I was supposed to do everything I was supposed to do. I paid, you know, a lot of money in taxes a year. I don't get a refund check. I don't get none. I don't get the luxuries of any of that. But at the end of the day, I knew what type of car I wanted to go to the lot and get in 2019 for it now. But I have a specific date, you know, for it, and I have a specific way I want to do it. It's like going to be a grand thing for me because I held my ground and I sacrificed, you know, spending money on the things that I feel like I didn't need and that other people might have needed a little more for me. So I definitely wanted people to know that, you know, that I give back and, you know, maybe that'll inspire somebody else to give back and to help out others and to give prosperity to somebody else because it always comes back to you. It's never going to hurt you if you help somebody. It's always going to help you. I want to be known for that woman that she helped me do this. She helped me. She turned me on. She did this for me. I want to be the one that's known for, oh, she on top eating, but then they on the bottom watching me. I don't want to be that person. I don't like that.
Got it. Now you got the joint Big. That's your new joint, new single, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of my singles. That one actually came out last year, but I had stopped pushing because I started having a come to Jesus moment. And I'm like, what would they think of me? I'm getting ready to be a pastor one day. I'm getting ready to be a gospel singer one day. God is not going to feel, so I stopped pushing it abruptly. And then, I don't know, Cat St. John came back was like, bitch, what you doing, bitch? You was going to blow. And now it's back. Like, you know what? Forget it. Women need to hear this record. Men need to hear this for the world. Before you think about cheating on your woman going to cheat on you too. She going to cheat on you if you cheat on her. Whatever you give her, she going to give to you. I don't care how much she in that house crying. Johnny, why did you cheat on me? How could you do this to a nigga every time you leave the house? Man, so you give it to her, no matter what you think. If you doing it, she doing it too. Like, just know that. I know. Yeah. So anyway, especially if she was a woman bringing something good to the table, ooh, that's your ass.
All right, so fellas, y'all heard that, right? Well, we want to thank you, man, for being on the show. Definitely enlighten us. It was a dope interview with you. You know what I mean? You got a home here. Whatever you drop them joints, man, please send them through. We love to play them. You got our support.
Yes, thank you for having me. Y'all follow me at Cat St. John. It's me, KatStJohnitsme on Instagram. And, yeah, that big record, I gave you the clean version for a reason. That's why I sent you the clean version, okay?
Well, we about ready to play the dirty version. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go. All right.
So
I'll talk to y'all later. But keep me online, because I still want to listen to it. I don't know why. Yeah. That's weird, right?
That's okay.
Okay, I'll hang up after the record. Thank y'all so much. Love y'all. Cat St. John, holla at me.
That's what's up. Let's get it. Just that big joint.
Today I'ma give me some dick. And I promise you it won't be your dick. Cause I heard you been fucking that bitch. And I know you been cheating on me. Like a big bitch. La 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 la. La 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 la. You a big bitch. La 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 la. La 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 la. Fucking these hoes while I'm out here getting this dough. Get your shit and hit the front door. Don't talk to me, talk to these. play me over there. I know you think you funny, a comedian for real. I'm about to call my boy up, he been trying to hit for years. Now I'm the one who laughing at you, big fat bitch. I'ma give me some dick, and I promise you it won't be your dick. Cause I heard you been fucking that bitch, and I know you been cheating on me like a big bitch. La 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 la, la 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 la. You a big bitch. La 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 la, la 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 la. Big fat bitch.
Yeah, that was Miss Cat St. John, Beef Stew Radio. Y'all know how we doing it. We doing it real big. Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You know what I mean? Everybody on iHeart, everybody on College Underground Radio, everybody on TuneIn, Stitcher, everything else, everybody that's listening to us straight and live from the website on DJBigStewRadio.com. Make sure, like we're telling y'all every day, you know, we got the television show. A lot of people see us on Facebook. Some people see us on YouTube, you know. But you'll be able to see us 2019 every day on your Roku channel, you know what I'm saying? Beef Stew Radio TV will be in effect. We got our own channel. Not only will you be seeing me live, seeing this show here live, but you'll be seeing some of the other projects that we've done, some of the movies, some of the other little things, some of the sports venues and all that stuff we've done, and other independent things from other independent artists from all across the world. So if you're an independent filmmaker out there and you're trying to get your film show, hit us up, man, at infobeefstewradio@gmail.com. Once again, infobeefstewradio@gmail.com. Once again, follow me. I tell you all the time, follow me, Beef Stew Radio, the number 11 on Twitter. Follow me, all right? Beef Stew Radio, Beef Stew 110 on Instagram. And if you want to follow me personally on Facebook.com, hit me up at Facebook.com/DJ Big Stew. We out of here, y'all.